The Gist. A blog on tick-borne Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever virus, CCHFV, might not be what you expect on a chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and long COVID website. A recent study, though, suggests that it might not matter where a pathogen comes from when it comes to post-viral illnesses. CCHFV, a major threat in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, can produce high fatality rates in some parts of Africa. This Swedish-Turkish study assessed the gene expression of immune cells to determine how the immune cells of hospitalized CCHFV patients responded to the infection over time. Energy demands soared in the early stages of the infection, creating a hypermetabolic state in the immune cells as they revved up their engines to battle the pathogen. The upregulation of ATP production, increased use of amino acids, and a turn toward fatty acid oxidation during the infection demonstrated the cells were under tremendous energy and cellular stressors. The ability to generate energy was crucial. Patients whose cells had to turn to alternative energy sources to fight the virus were sicker. That early hypermetabolic period had its cost. 30 days later, after the pathogen had apparently been vanquished, or mostly vanquished, several findings suggested an energy maladjustment had occurred and the patient's immune cells were in a state of metabolic insufficiency. Despite having apparently fought off the virus, the vast majority of patients, 83%, were experiencing fatigue and pain, and many also experienced weight loss, headache, heart palpitations, and sweating. In other words, they were in a state of post-viral illness similar to that seen in ME/CFS and long COVID. The authors concluded that metabolic rewiring, or problems with cellular energy production, potentially leads to post-viral fatigue, and noted how many different viral infections, such as dengue fever, SARS-CoV-2, the West Nile, Ebola, and Marburg viruses, produce symptoms, such as fatigue, weakness, headache, dizziness, musculoskeletal pain, and cognitive and sleep disorders, similar to those found in ME/CFS. The key finding is that when it comes to post-viral illnesses, it may all be about the ability or inability of our cells to produce energy. Something appeared to happen early in the infection to affect energy production 30 days later. While we don't know if this problem persists, the findings from the Crimean Congo virus study are very similar to what we see in conditions like long COVID and ME/CFS. Evidence of natural killer T and B cell exhaustion has been found in ME/CFS, and a recent Stanford presentation found that overstressed mitochondria in ME/CFS patients, T cells, were breaking down, causing them to release high levels of free radicals or reactive oxygen species. Metabolomic studies in another post-viral illness, post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome, have also stressed problems with energy production. The big question is what happens during the infection to whack the energy-producing elements of the cell, leaving it in an exhausted state.